Well, as you've been hearing this morning, Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce has confirmed he won't contest the seat of New England at the next federal election. It comes amid fevered speculation he's contemplating joining One Nation, with leader Pauline Hanson publicly courting him over the weekend.
The public love him. I think he's got a lot to offer politics. We're on the same page. If we want the country to move forward and we want to represent the people, then we have to work together as a team. I'm not going to have, you know, people from come and have a coalition with One Nation. Not interested. It's One Nation or nothing at all.
That was Pauline Hanson. Well, I spoke to Barnaby Joyce a short time ago.
My pleasure, and good morning, everybody.
What's happening?
Well, I think everything that you've heard of. After a long period of time and an incredible blessing in representing the people of New England, this will be my last term. First and foremost, it's about them. It's service to them and making sure that we continue on, or I continue on doing the best job I can for them for the next 2.5 years. And then I'll have been the member for 15 years. And I think that's a pretty fair run. I think it's then in this period of time between now and then, it gives the people of New England the upper hand the best opportunity of finding a good candidate to continue on the work that needs to be done. The bridges, the roads, the dams, the schools, the doctors, basically looking after one of the most beautiful parts of Australia.
What's your relationship currently and your future with the National Party?
Look, I always try to be as honest as I can with these things. It's not unusual, but obviously the relationship with David was less than spectacular. I think if we say anything else, it's you're not being truthful. I was trying to draw the analogy. It's a bit like being in any other relationship. If I said, Sally, you know, I know we're in a relationship, but for generational change, I think we should need generational change between us, you'd say, well, that's not sounding too good. And if I also said, and by the way, I don't want to be seen in public with you, you'd say, well, doesn't sound like we're having much of a relationship here. Might be time to consider other alternatives. So, and now that's just the way it is. And I'm not going to throw the plates around the kitchen, because that's how human interactions work. But it's healthier for all if it's not working well to get out of it.
You had a chat by phone with Pauline Hanson. What are the chances of you going to One Nation?
Well, I'm setting a golden rule after being in politics for 20 years. You don't start salami slicing your way out of every possible combination and permutation of outcomes. I mean, this is amazing. Like, I've gone from not even a member of One Nation, but in a matter of days, I've gone from being a member of One Nation to apparently leading One Nation to last night listening on a show about people complaining about my leadership of a party I hadn't even joined. And so let's just pull the horse on this one up straight away. No decisions have been made, and that's where we are right now.
Does One Nation appeal to you?
Look, I think they did a good job. Yeah, of course. I mean, I'll tell you one, net zero. We can't, this is insane. What we are doing to our nation for absolutely no return whatsoever with the climate is certifiably insane. And as soon as people sort of wake up and realise deindustrializing Australia, forcing the poor into poverty, dividing communities, destroying your environment that you're trying to protect, for no purpose whatsoever in regards to change to the climate, that's just barking mad. And, you know, on that issue, I suppose One Nation is not barking mad like others are.
So would One Nation be the most likely destination for you politically?
No, I'm not. No, there's so many other. Look, I'm not going to say yes. I'm not saying no. I'm saying I'm not going to entertain this discussion. I've been on the road, and I wouldn't mind having yarn to Vicky, having yarn to my daughters, having talked to people who really do have your best interests at heart.
Are there other members of the coalition who have spoken to you about leaving the coalition?
That's another one that even if there was, I wouldn't tell you. So rather than lie to you, I'm just saying I'm not going to entertain that discussion. But, you know, that's answers, questions for them to answer, and not me to start, you know, trawling around their
How do you see the future of the National Party right now?
Oh, everything is within people's own discretion as to where they go. You can make things work, you can make things fail, it's up to you. And, on this issue, it's, I've said the obvious, the personal relationships in this one for me broke down, but that could be my fault as well, right? So, it's just happened. But the next thing is that it's policies. It's not names, it's policies. And if you want to stick with net zero, remember the coalition went to two elections supporting net zero. One, we went very, very badly. And the second one, we had our political backside handed to us on a plate. So it's not a very good policy if you want to win votes.
Labor won with it.
Yeah, but that's the Labor Party. We certainly didn't help us, did it, Sally? Like to call it a train wreck, the last election, is to be impolite to train wrecks.
Where will you be sitting when Parliament resumes? Will you be sitting with the Nats?
No, I'll work that out as I go along. I haven't made those decisions yet, to be honest.
What's your message to David Littleproud?
I wish people all the best. I'm not going to leave sort of bitter and twisted and angry. I wish people all the very best. That's what I actually do. Like most things, you feel a lot better when you're not angry. And I'm not angry now because I've said I'm getting out.
Do you think that more people will, members of the coalition will leave?
Look, that's for them, and they mightn't be having the, that's for them to make their decision, and I'm not going to speak for them. My number one job, people of New England, the Upper Hunter, after that, obviously, and as part of that, my nation, I don't know, my God, and then lots of daylight and other things down below.
Is the National Party understanding the views of regional Australia right now, in your view?
Regional Australia wants you out of net zero. It's got nothing to do with whether you believe in climate change or not. This has been the destruction and humiliation of the poor, destruction of local businesses, bankruptcy of people's, the opportunity that people thought Australia was about to give them, and deindustrialisation of what we have and making our nation weak in light of the geostrategic issues of communist China. It is an incredibly irresponsible bad policy, and it has no effect whatsoever on the weather.
When will you be making your decision about your future?
Well, I've made my decision. I'm not standing for New England again.
National Party?
That was helpfully made by someone leaking a story whilst I was in the middle of trying to raise money for the National Party. But anyway.
But with the National Party, we know you're not going to seek re-election in New England.
I'll talk to people and I shall get back to you, Sal. But now I've just arrived at the airport, so I better get out.
Barnaby Joyce, thank you.
Thank you so much. See ya.
That was Barnaby Joyce speaking to me a short time ago.